Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. I believe every lie that I ever told.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Eric Fickle. That's the foursome. Join us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. It's our pal Rick Snyder, columnist for 106.7 The Fan and Redskins Report for SI.com. What's up, Rick?
Hey, boys, who doesn't want to talk about the Redskins before the sun comes up?
Yeah, well, you know,
everybody
does.
Before you get into Redskins news, what's going on with gambling in Virginia?
Yep.
Well, the governor still has to, sign it, but he's expected to. But they basically said, okay, no college sports, and then everything else is going to come online, you know, hopefully by NFL opening day. This is a radical thing for Virginia. I mean, Virginia has always been a very conservative state. And yet they've approved casinos. Casinos in the southern part of the state where it's the heavy Bible Belt. Not the northern part. There's a one in Alexandria coming.
Well, Rick, they said no Virginia college sports. Not no college sports altogether.
I'm sorry. No Virginia college. Yeah. So, you know, if you wanted to bet on Radford, I guess you have to come to Maryland and do it over here. Right? You know.
Well, so Northam has to sign it. And then I think the deadline's September, like middle of September. And then I think they can start like 60. They can start issuing licenses 2 months after that. So,
what are the nuances?
I wonder if it'll happen this year.
What are the nuances, Rick? Because it sounded like there were compromises made to get this deal done.
Yeah, I mean, these things take forever. Look at D.C. You know, they were expecting last September.
Right.
They're
right.
Still not even close to it yet.
What is the deal there?
Well, it was a bad deal to start, and then Jack Evans got in trouble, and nobody's rushing forward with this, and it's just a mess. But it's getting closer, but then they always say it's getting closer in D.C. So one day, you know, Cap One's just going to be a big casino and sports book. Might have a team play there. Who knows? In Virginia, you know, they did have a clause in there that tried to get the new Redskins stadium. Basically, they're putting something there to match Virginia. Match Maryland, which is also doing this kind of thing. So, I give Dan Snyder credit; he got a second bidder in here to put language up, and so that's going to sweeten his Maryland deal if that's what he ends up doing. I mean, DC's still dead.
So, do you think that the fact that Virginia is still in play for the stadium expedited this? So, if Snyder never wanted to go to Virginia, would this have happened?
It's not a matter of whether he wanted to go to Virginia. He wanted a second bidder.
Right.
Try and sweeten any offer he gets. I think Virginia's still a possibility. There's been talk of a secret location. You know, the rumor is it's somewhere in Springfield. I'm not an expert on Springfield real estate, but I've been told they'll have to knock something down to build one. And I can't imagine traffic around Springfield, too, but hey, traffic sucks everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, Springfield traffic is already a nightmare. You're going to put up a brand-new stadium and seat 65 or 70,000 people?
Well, we said the same thing about if they put it down there to Wilson Bridge or, you know, I mean, I guess Landover is a little bit easier to get to as far as traffic goes. But, yeah, Springfield, woo, you know, I don't know. I'd love to see that. But on a Sunday and during, you know, September with beach traffic and all, I don't know. But that's the rumor. You know, somewhere there's nowhere closer inside the Beltway you can build this kind of thing.
But where did you say where did you say the casinos would be in Virginia, though? There would be one in Alexandria?
No, no, there won't be. Everything's going to be south of Richmond. Oh. And that's the heavy conservative Bible Belt area. I couldn't believe they want to help, you know, towns that are depressed and need the revenue. But I can't believe there won't be a casino on the other side of the Wilson Bridge from MGM sucking up all that money there. That's coming one day. You can't miss something like that. You know, MGM Grand in Maryland puts $50 million in state taxes every month. $50 million. You don't think Virginia don't want a piece of that?
Oh, of course they do. They're not just going to build in Southern Virginia. Like you said, if it's statewide.
Well, this is where all the people are.
They're going to erect it right across the bridge.
Yeah, if they had $50 million a month, maybe they could fix the pothole which wrecked Jason's car yesterday.
I mean, it just crushed it.
Yeah, well, you always start off saying it's going to help poor people. It's going to help the children. So you pass anything, and then you amend it. You know, so they'll be back up here with a casino. I'd be stupid not to. Mm-hmm. You know, Virginia didn't have a lottery and all these kind of things. Now you're going to go sports betting. Wow, that's really amazing. So far, 14 states have come online, but it's an arduous process. And the D.C. one just shows you how to really mess it up like D.C. does things.
It's the future of the world, my friend. That's what it is.
Well, you guys, you'll have a whole new show, man.
That's right.
Well, maybe not.
Yeah, I don't know how much is really going to change. Yeah. We're pretty much there already.
We've been doing it for 25 years. Right. We were doing Friday Night Fatties in like 1998.
That's true. The book suddenly will go public, and everybody will be watching it more, I guess.
Hey, the Terps are the three seed in the Big Ten. They got the double bye, and they'll play on, what was it, 13th? So they'll play Thursday or Friday. I can't remember the date, but they'll play either Penn State, Indiana, Nebraska, and then if they can get through that, Michigan State might be there for the quarterfinals. What are you thinking?
Well, any game that they're not down by 10 points in the first 2 minutes, they've got a shot. Mm-hmm. You know, that's just killed them lately. And, you know, I think the players really focused on Sunday because it was farewell day for seniors, and they came out and played a really good game. You play that game in the tournament, you can advance quite a bit. Unfortunately, this team never seems to be able to do that consistently in these big games. I mean, they were a miracle shot away from losing four straight going into Sunday.
Yep.
I think they have the potential to do whatever they want, but for some reason, you know, it's hard to reach them. But I think they'll win a game or so, but then Michigan State's playing awful well. That might be where. And then they go into the NCAA tournament, probably as a three seed.
Yeah. Yeah, the one team you don't want to see in March. You don't want to play Izzo in March because his team's usually already. But
he's tormented the Terps over the years that way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Joined by Rick Snyder, 106.7 The Fan columnist, Redskins report for SI.com. Let's turn to the Redskins. Where does Rick Snyder believe the possibility or probability of Tua at number two is?
I think at the end of the day, they go Chase Young. I mean, we can talk about it to death like we will.
Right.
I just have a feeling, unless someone just comes away with a crazy offer for Tua, which I just don't see. I would like to see him trade it down because they have so many multiple needs versus one player. And, hey, we've seen one player not work out. But I think at the end of the day, they're going to go for that defensive player.
Do you think then that Detroit will select Tua and that they'll get that sort of or they'll be able to move down? Like, how do you see that playing out?
Well, the top five is a really great fluid piece of motion. I don't know that Detroit particularly wants Tua. I mean, I don't know, Stafford's supposedly healthy, but who knows?
Yeah.
But this is a game-changing quarterback. You take him because Stafford's getting older and he's banged up.
Right.
But they could
That's
trade.
What Jason
they could try
says.
And flip
yeah.
a trade.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could try and flip a trade. You know, with Miami there too, try and bluff them up. I don't think anybody wants to move. You know, pay three first and. But this is a new Redskins group, you know, so we see some flexibility here. It's not like Bruce Allen, you know, just said, we're going to do something crazy and you can do it or not. And that's not what this team's about. But we don't have their track record yet to really tell what they're going to do.
Right.
But you give me three ones, you can get a, you know, you can get a receiver, you can get an offensive tackle, you can get a corner that you desperately know. Or, you know, there's no tight end in the first round, but you know, you can move up. But maybe that's a Trent pick. If you can get a second, you go for tight end there.
Yeah.
You know, those would be a much better way of building this team and just having one more.
Oh, I think it'd be a no-brainer. If they could do that, I think they would do that in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
A heartbeat.
Yeah. I just don't think anybody's going to give them 3-1s. And
right.
I know the Redskins were dumb enough to do that, but, you know, other people won't.
Yeah.
So I think it's – I think in the end, if they don't get a decent offer, they just go with Chase Young.
Yeah, I tend to think that too. Do you think part of it is because Dan is sort of being adamant, even though he's claiming to be coach-centric and everything, and this is Rivera's show, that at the end of the day he's being adamant that we're not going to give up on Haskins yet?
I think there's a big part of that, yeah, because that's, yeah. You know, losing – say losing Bruce or past people connected to that, great, you get a fresh start, but you still have the owner.
Right.
And the owner wants this kid to do well. I don't know if he is. I think he's going to be okay. You know, and he's not going to be the next Brett Favre or something, but I think he could be okay. But it's going to take time, and nobody anymore wants to wait time. You know, and especially a new coach, he wants to try and hit it quick. This is another grace year kind of thing. A new coach, this is the mistake they made was not getting rid of Gruden the year before, because when you change quarterbacks, draft of number one, you've got to go with a new coach so everybody's in sync. And once again, they are not in sync like this. It's happened several times in the last 10 years.
Right. So annoying.
Do you see Trent Williams commanding $20 million from another team if he gets dealt by the Redskins?
I don't think so. I mean, that would be insane. And here's your risk. You know, Trent was banged up for 5 years, and maybe a year off helps him like it helped Riggins a lot. But that was Riggins. That's one guy we can say. Try to go for our second one. You know, and if you're wrong, then you're wrong for $20 million for several years. That's a backbreaker. That's like losing your quarterback that way. And he's not worth it. I mean, he was a great quarterback when he started. I'm saying great tackle when he started. You know, he only started 16 games two times in his career.
Right.
And not the last five seasons. You know, so he's not worth the risk. And I don't think anyone will do it on a free agent deal. I don't think they'll go that crazy. You have to remember, there's four tackles that are projected to go high in the draft. So if you really want one, spend your first rounder on them.
Rick, always a pleasure talking to you. Check him out at thefandc.com and RedskinsReportForSI.com. Thanks, Rick.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, guys. I see the sun rising. I can go outside now.
There
exactly.
You go. Get out there.
A little bit later in the show, we got Scott Brooks, head coach of the Wizards. He will join us at 8, and we'll get back to the Caps, who did scrape out a point in their overtime loss.
Nobody's happy
yesterday.
About it, though.
Alan May, Caps analyst for NBC Sports Washington. He'll join us at 8:20 here on the Junkies.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Have to thank longtime Junks listener Kristen Wiedemeyer, who's in Germany at this point.
Okay.
Listening on podcast. So I just finished.
Very cool.
The 3-pound bag of diabetes that Valdez got me for Christmas.
Yeah.
So she now just sent reinforcements.
Who did?
German gummy bears arrived in the mail yesterday.
The woman that he just mentioned that's in Germany.
Kristen Wiedemeyer, longtime Junks listener. Here. I mean, look at this bonanza.
You want me to spray it?
No,
spray it.
No. Sure. I don't want my gummies to smell like Lysol.
Isn't it German? Aren't they? Isn't it running rampant over there, too?
Germ is in the name. Yeah. Germ is in the country's name. Yeah. Last time I checked. So thank you, Kristen. I've already tapped into this bag, saving the strawberry daiquiri bag for a later date. There's a lot of gummy bears to go through.
I got
to
thank my guy.
You might as well leave one of those bags here.
I will.
I got to thank my guy Richard, who works at a shop out in Manassas.
Richie?
And he is sending me 5 bottles of Purell they have.
That is very nice of him, yes. So,
I did notice the
good dude.
Gym last night had a lot less people. Now, it was nice outside. I went in the evening right around 4:30, 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
A lot less people.
I banned my wife from the gym. I told her finito right now. So she's on a moratorium right now.
And did she accept that ban?
Of course. Yes. Yes. She knows if she wants to be happy home life, we're gonna have to abide by some strict rules
right
now.
Yes. Quarantine is set again.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to a lacrosse game today at St. Andrews, and I'm just warning everyone. And like I'm a
wear your mask.
I'm not wearing a mask, but I might do an elbow. But if I fist pump you, I'm for sure gonna have the Purell right in my pocket, so I won't embarrass anyone and do it right in your face.
Last time I checked, you do not have a child playing in this game. You're just going for like to see like an old coach or.
Yeah. Ooh, I mean, I support the program. It's a private school. It must be a private school thing. Mm. It's a private school
I would
thing.
Think you're quarantined. I mean, that seems like an unnecessary trip.
Outdoor. There are not going to be that many people there. Mm-hmm. A few hundred. I'll stand by myself. I'm a loner. Yeah, not like I'm a sit. I'm not going to sit by a bunch of people.
Let me ask you this. If you are self-quarantined, let's just say hypothetically I somehow came down with it and I had to be self-quarantined. Can I still go to a drive-through?
No, that's a chance of spreading. You spread it to the person.
Like that dick in Missouri. Did you see that? The guy in Missouri.
I've seen some stories.
The daughter was, or one of the family members was diagnosed with it. So they had they had strict guidelines that the whole family had to self quarantine. And the dad and another child completely ignored it and went to the father daughter dance and exposed all these kids in St. Louis.
So they definitely had it?
Well, they exposed all the kids.
No, I understand.
But I don't know if they've been tested yet, but somebody in the family has it. And that when if you have it in the family, 6 times more likely to have.
They broke a quarantine to go to a stupid dance.
Father-daughter dance.
I understand that it's a father-daughter dance. It's a nice bonding.
Do you know how selfish that is?
YOLO.
Jason, that's so selfish.
I am.
Stevie told me this story, and he's a chill kid. He doesn't care, you know, whatever. He said there was there's a rumor. There was a kid at his school that was traveling over in Italy, came back with symptoms, and they wanted to test her for corona.
Yeah.
She refused the test.
Oh.
And I think he wants to kill her because it's like, how selfish can you be?
Well,
you refuse the test?
I think the university then has to step in and
kick her out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you agree to a quarantine or you're no longer welcome here.
So
don't know.
Were there a bunch of Italians visiting China?
I don't know.
Well,
couldn't tell you.
It had already expanded well beyond China at that point.
I know, but it's just strange to me
that Italy. Well, no, probably the Chinese were visiting Italy.
Okay.
Or vice
when
versa.
I was in Italy, there were so many Chinese there.
Oh, really?
Oh, all over the place.
That's what it is.
That's exactly what it is.
You're right. Italy is one of the biggest tourist spots in the world.
Yeah. The Chinese don't like Venice?
I guess they do.
They were all over the place. By the way, my wife and daughter come home on the red eye from L.A. tonight. They're going to the Ellen show today, which I don't know what time they tape.
Do you not know the guest list?
No, I do. Mandy Moore is the headliner.
Is Us. Women are like, she's the star of This Is Us.
You don't know the name Mandy Moore?
Well, I know the name.
She was like the pop artist.
I didn't know that she was in This Is Us.
Yeah,
no idea.
She's more of an actress than
she's more of an actress now.
If you like to cry during every airing of a show, you watch that show, which I know you don't want to do, so you don't watch.
It's a really good show.
I don't. Anyway, so they're going to the Ellen show today. I think they start taping at 2, and then they jump on the red eye.
Okay.
And come back, and I guess they get back tomorrow.
Did they already go to the John Stamos show?
Yes, and they did they had a meet and greet with John Stamos because the friends that they're staying with are tight with Stamos.
Okay.
So they did. My daughter did a TikTok video with John Stamos.
Oh,
yesterday.
Really?
Oh, that might get a ton of hits. We got to get it out there. We got to get it viral.
Oh, I don't know.
But let's turn your daughter into a TikTok star.
No, I don't think I'm.
Do you want to do
nice
that?
Nice revenue stream.
No, but it's pretty funny. It's a pretty funny video.
Are they dancing?
Yeah, they're dancing.
Dude, give it to me. I'll put it out there, and let's just get it out there.
No, but I don't know if she wants it out there.
Ask her if she wants to be a does she want to be a TikTok star?
Hold on.
Who was the guest on Stamos' show?
Hold on. John Stamos now has his own show.
I think it's late night show on E, apparently.
Ah, okay.
Oh, the only reason I know is...
Oh, I thought it was like a sitcom. Is he a host of a...
I thought it was a talk show.
Oh, I don't... You might be right. I have no idea.
We know nothing.
It probably is if you said the headliner was Mandy Moore. Or is
that
for something?
That's for the Ellen show.
Oh, that's
right. They went out west and went to two shows.
Right.
I don't know. I looked it up, whatever the name of the show, and then I had trouble finding where the John Stamos show was airing.
But
I think it's on E.
I have no idea.
I think it's a talk show.
They sent me a bunch of pictures of them in a like a small basketball gym.
Yeah,
I thought
you
that's
sent
where
me
they,
one.
Thought that's where they filmed it.
Maybe they probably do.
Yeah,
it's probably
like where
a
they filmed
scripted
the Fresh
show.
Prince of Bret Belair
oh,
scenes.
Right.
It's probably a scripted
remember how
show.
Hacky that gym
yeah,
was.
Hey,
it was about 10 feet long.
Yeah.
Jason,
yeah.
We can listen. If your daughter has done a video with Stamos, this is her one chance to go viral.
It's my well. It's not just my daughter. It's my daughter, Thomas C. Mooney's daughter, my wife, and Thomas C. Mooney's wife.
Okay,
all in the video.
Which daughter?
My daughter?
Yeah. Which one?
Madden.
Madden.
Yeah.
So
my oldest daughter.
Yeah. Is how is she? Is she like? You know, can we see? Do we have a lot of personality here? Are we gonna? Can we capitalize on this?
I mean, it's fine. It's nothing crazy. I just think it's cool because Stamos is in it.
Me too. Let's capitalize.
He's got to be one of the older guys on TikTok.
Let's get 6 billion views. Then she could charge $100K per TikTok.
Yeah.
This is our one chance.
I don't actually have that video.
I
have to get it. Yeah, my youngest daughter has it.
Right.
I'll get it and send it to you.
So ask her if she wants to put it out there to the world, and we will get it going.
Pretty funny, though.
But then you have to have a bunch of creeps follow her.
I know. I don't like that.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I want to go that far.
Right. She probably already got a bunch of creeps following her in tech.
That's right. All the football players.
Yeah, exactly. Does she have an IG, or does she just have a...
Oh, yeah, of course.
Got all that?
Have you ever
looked at how many followers does she have on Instagram?
No idea.
It's always amazing to me that a standard high school kid will have over 1,000 followers. You know, it's like every kid follows each other.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'd have to ask her.
Yeah. You know, and I think most kids have pretty good sense, and they keep it private, you know, but they still get a ton of followers.
Right.
You know, just other kids. God only knows what they're snapping each other and everything else. I mean, can you imagine?
No.
Imagine if you had Snapchat when you were 18, 19.
You've been Snapchatting privates all over the place.
How many dong pics you think you'd be sending?
Hundreds.
Huh?
Hundreds.
Right?
Hundreds.
Right? Drabby, can you imagine?
But not with the face.
Yeah, you got to keep the face out of it.
If you were 18, 19 years old, if you're a college kid, let's get out of the high school realm. Let's just keep it reasonable. If you're a college kid and you got Snapchat, you're snapping your dong left to right. Not that girls want to see it, but you're just a horny guy.
Well, I think now that guys know that women don't like that, so I don't think they do it as much.
I would do it anyway.
Well, that's how you get, you know, outed.
Mm-hmm.
But if a girl's interested, and then it might be game on.
Right.
You know.
When was the last time Adam snapped his dong? Do you think he ever has? Drabby, let's make a bet.
I don't think he has.
He'll lie, though, and say he has?
I don't think he has that kind of
game.
Confidence in game.
Yeah,
we saw him with the girl at the Wizards game, and he was a puppy dog.
Oh, my God. That's
why. You got to be confident to send
a dog. He has those. I've never seen a kid with less swagger than the video I saw of him following that chick around at the Wizards game.
By the way, what task have you been giving AWOD? It's clearly a personal task.
Why?
Jason.
Oh, no, I just had him print out all the conference brackets. But that's how I stay on top of it.
All right, but that's kind of show related.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not like he's doing his taxes.
No, no, no. I figured he was like,
so you're keeping track of it by hand?
Well, I mean,
like every conference?
Well, how else am I supposed to do it?
I don't know. Look on the internet.
I got 32 brackets right here.
You look online?
No, I know, but this way I can just, you know, it's just easier for me.
Got it.
Plus, I'm in a million golf or college hoops pools.
Right.
You know me.
Not that it matters, but apparently John Stamos' show is a Disney dramedy called Big Shot,
yeah,
where he plays a basketball.
So it is
coach.
A scripted show.
It's a scripted show.
Adam.
And that's why they filmed it in the basketball arena.
I want you to tip, for the first time in your life, I want you to be honest.
To tell the truth.
Tell the truth, okay? How many dong pics have you sent? To be honest, please do not lie. Be honest.
I have sent in my entire lifetime.
Yeah.
One dong shot. And I was mortified from it. I did it on Snapchat, so it's not out, you know, deleted.
Yeah. Who'd you send it to? What dude?
This girl I was talking to.
Right. Did she ask for it, or you just threw it in there?
No, so I mean, I felt like it was getting hot and heavy on Snapchat.
Right.
You know, like we're messaging right. back and forth, right. then selfies.
Right.
And then you took it to the next level.
No, well, so she took it to the next level first.
Oh, okay. Okay, so.
All right, so you reciprocated.
What did she send?
Big boobies.
Well, that's your thing, right? That's your thing?
I mean.
Sure wasn't drab?
I was sized.
Right.
And then I wanted more.
Right.
And so I messaged her for more.
Right,
and she said, no, it's your turn.
Oh.
And so I was like.
Well, then you had to.
I had to.
Drabby, I believe him.
No,
I believe him. The way he described that, I believe him.
But here's what I don't believe. That Adam had a girlfriend in college. Because if he had a girlfriend in college, he would have sent her a dong pic at some point. He didn't say that it was his girlfriend. It was some random girl on Snapchat.
Right.
I think he's lied to us about having a girlfriend in college.
Really? Let's get the lie detector
guy back.
Don't
you think so?
Call Robert Smith back.
Yeah, how do you explain that? How do you explain that away?
We never sent dong pics.
Well, I hope she didn't send her dong pic. Yeah,
she never sent. Like, she never. One time, she sent me like a lingerie pic when I was in New York, and she said she missed me.
How did you meet your girlfriend?
I met her at a party.
What was her first name?
Hannah.
Oh, there's a slight pause there.
I know. What color was her hair?
There was no pause.
He wouldn't just make up the Hannah.
I know. What color is her hair?
Blonde.
What position on football field would she play?
Right,
she like a tackle or she like a corner?
No, she's like assistant coach. Good body,
like an Andy Reid.
He doesn't make any sense.
Dumb.
Huh? He just couldn't. Follow. No, like she could run up and down the sidelines.
Really,
a good body,
fit.
Yeah,
so you would say coach. Like wide receiver.
I know.
Or like,
all right, let me ask you this.
Comprehend.
Yeah, but she wasn't tall enough to play wide receiver.
Let me ask you this: we haven't done this in such a long time. I don't even know how to say this anymore. But how was her how was her grooming?
Bazillion.
What does that even mean?
Clean.
Yeah.
You want to ask the favorite bird question? That one has been a long time.
He doesn't know that. He couldn't even figure that out. He's too dumb for that. Do you know what her favorite bird was?
Throw out the possibilities, E.B.
Cardinal?
Well, be careful. You might
bluebird?
Is it going to get dumped?
Valdez, can we go through the birds anymore? The birds and the bees? Can we have the birds and the bees?
I think if you make sure, if you identify the bird, that it is a bird.
Yeah, we're talking about birds.
Right.
There are a lot of different types of birds. Like, for example, there's a very famous bird called the swallow.
The swallow bird.
There are other birds.
Yeah.
Jason
had a new bird, the catcher's mitt bird.
The
catcher's
That is a new species of bird that Lurch discovered.
It's called the catcher's mitt.
It just looks like a catcher's mitt. Very strange looking.
It was on the Galapagos Islands.
Very hard to spot.
You have to really search. To find the catcher's mitt bird.
It's a rare species.
And then Cakes found one, the duck bird.
Well, yeah, it's the duck.
I found that one.
Yeah, Cakes found that one.
I discovered that
one.
Yeah,
if you look up in Wikipedia, the duck bird, Cakes discovered that one. So what was her favorite bird? She probably had one in a...
An owl?
He doesn't know.
He's not dumb. I googled types of birds.
He doesn't understand.
Drab.
It's never happened for him.
I know. It's just that. Drabby.
I think Drab's right. I'm guessing no college girlfriend. He might have hooked up with a girl.
Did you just hook up with a girl called Hannah?
No. We were dating.
You were?
Yeah.
What is dating? Like, where did you go for dating? Like, did you go anywhere? Like, did you go on a date?
Do you have any sort of photographic evidence, you and her together, not Photoshop,
correct,
that you can provide?
I'm sure.
You're sure of it?
Where?
If I dig through my phone or Facebook?
Well, it's just going to be some rando.
Something's fishy.
Fishy, right?
Should be easy,
you should be able to. You should be able to give Drab a picture of your girlfriend during the commercial break. Actually, 5 pictures of him. Because if you dated, you should have like 100 pictures.
How many months was she your exclusive girlfriend?
Like 4 months.
4 months.
Yeah. Do you have pictures on your phone?
By the way,
this was 6 years ago.
He's 27.
It's going to be a different phone.
Hold on, think about this. Yeah. He's 27 years old, and his longest relationship in his life is 4 months.
4 months in college.
Right. There's some girl you held hostage with at VCU, right? She couldn't wait to get out of there. What? What'd you say?
I said, when I get married, I'll be married once.
When I be married.
Did he say, when I be married?
Yeah. He stopped himself.
Then you're joning on JP because he's only because he's been married twice?
Well, since he's joning on me.
Right, okay. I like the fight.
It's not even a joan. It's at 27, most guys have had a relationship that's lasted longer than 4 months.
Right.
Most in high school, actually.
Right.
Hey, maybe a fake relationship.
Adam, yeah. Can you go to your Facebook page right now and show Drab a picture of your college girlfriend?
Yeah.
Hannah.
Yeah. All right, go ahead, right now.
Okay.
All right, Drabby, is he going to his Facebook page?
Well, he's slow moving, but we'll find it.
Oh, see?
I think Drab might be on to something.
Yeah, I think you busted him. There should be, correct or not, there should be probably 5 pictures of your college girlfriend. Now, it was only 4 months.
At least, though.
But you should have at least 5 pictures.
In college, maybe went to a formal, I don't know.
Yeah.
She was in a sorority or...
Valdez, don't you think? Multiple pictures of the same girl where it's obvious she's your girl.
I think our definition of a relationship and his definition of a relationship are totally different.
Right. It's a girl he was talking to.
I think he thought he was in a relationship and she didn't really think that.
She probably
well.
Looks like Pat's tackle, John Hanna.
Update. That's another old update. Reference.
That's an old reference.
She's not in his Facebook photo.
She's not. Yeah, okay. He does it. He's busted.
He's got 10,000 VCU pictures.
Yeah. You know what we're doing? We're pulling on the thread on the sweater.
Hey,
we're starting on
God, Adam, can you just be honest?
I didn't lie. I don't know what you want from me.
You don't have a picture.
There's no physical evidence. All right? I'm sorry. Detective junkies can't bust the case. I'm not lying. Does
Break
this face look like a liar?
He doth protest too much.
I'm not
looks
lying.
Like a pudgy, doughy liar. Yes. You don't have one picture of this mythical girlfriend.
I don't care enough to lie. I'm telling you the truth.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever take pictures together, though?
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't like all over social media back then. Like if I was, I would have had more on Instagram.
I'm not kidding you. He's got a million photos from VCU on his Facebook.
Zero.
Freshman year.
Right. What, you just stopped after freshman year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just fibbing.
You're just lying. You're a lying liar. It's been proven.
99.9% of those pics are from freshman year.
Okay.
Did she meet your parents? Did you meet her parents?
No.
Yeah. Did she meet a friend? Like, did you ever do anything with her and a friend? Like, is there a witness?
Like, yeah, could someone corroborate the story?
Could someone corroborate your story?
Oh, yeah. All my roommates could.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That you had a girlfriend for 4 months.
Do you
months.
Have a picture of anybody, any girl on your phone?
Have you ever had sexual thoughts
but
about
I'm saying,
that?
If you were a quick thinker, you would just show them a picture of any random girl.
Right,
so this
but,
is her.
But I'm not a liar.
You're not.
You've been a proven liar.
Oh, okay.
No, I was proven that I didn't pass your stupid lie detector test with the worst lie detector guy in the world.
You lie about everything.
You never slept with a woman after taking her home from Don Tito's?
You said you do play to win once a week, and then it turns out you weren't.
We are doing it once a week.
No, not maybe the last couple of weeks.
All right. He's been busted. Yeah. We're down the rabbit hole.
We got to go to
that's right. You know what? Thank God we killed the segment, and it entertained me.
We killed the segment. Was that the aim?
That was the aim. Yeah, exactly.
All right, let's talk some hoops here. What do Quinn Cook, who plays for the Lakers, by the way, he's LeBron's boy, Jaren Jackson and Melo Trimble all have in common? They all attended Coach Wooten's basketball camp way back when. At Coach Wooten's basketball camp, their goal is for campers to love hoops even more by instilling confidence in the kids. They teach the game. The kids have fun. They teach all day, every day. 5 skill sessions per day. They work on the kids' basketball IQ. They've got competitions, contests, guest speakers, 3 games per day. Instruction's the difference at Coach Wooten's basketball camp. Register your child today, CoachWooten.com, spelled with 2 O's, 2 T's, CoachWooten.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Scott Brooks, head coach of the Wizards, is going to join us coming up at 8 o'clock. I know yesterday he was talking about how he believes John Wall will be an All-Star again.
I just can't believe in the last game that they scored 89 points, and somehow the Heat, I believe that was their opponent, only scored 100. How is that possible?
Yeah.
With the way the Wizards have played defense in 2020.
Yeah, didn't show up.
I was shocked.
Offensively, they just didn't show up.
Shocked by that result.
I think Beal was 0-for in the fourth quarter of that game.
Yeah, just, he didn't feel like playing that night.
I don't think it's any... I mean, some, you know basketball. Sometimes you get cold and defended
I just think that some nights, you know, like, I'm not saying he didn't want to play. He just wasn't on top of his game.
I think they're talking about how Rui may have hit the rookie wall because his last two games he hasn't even had one field goal.
Hold on, hit the rookie wall. Didn't he miss like 25 or 30 games?
He did.
What?
They're saying it's not because it's physical.
Right.
It has nothing to do with it. It's like all in his head.
Well, it's a lot of games. They're not used to it. I don't know.
It's a long season for those guys.
Yeah. Although, the way youth basketball is and, you know, AAU ball and everything, these guys do play year-round all the time. Now, maybe Rui had a different upbringing. You know,
I don't think it's so much that I saw Alvin Gentry get all bitter because, you know, some people at first when Zion came back, there might have been a minutes restriction. And then they finally played him in back to back games and he got bitter at some reporters. Like, I don't want to hear about it. He's young. He can play.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, think about it. We used to play all day.
But who knows what's going on in these kids' heads? It's a different era. They're brought up differently.
I think Rui, though, when I watch the games a lot, and I think when Justin Kutcher came in studio, he pointed this out. Rui will start off hot
and then fade.
Well, then he's standing out at the three-point line while Bradley Beal's just, you know, dribbling left and right. And I don't blame the Wizards for doing this approach because Bradley Beal's become one of the best scorers in the game. But it's not like he's getting many touches, you know, in his spots.
Right.
Yeah. He's just a peripheral player, particularly late in games when Bradley Beal's going to try and make something happen.
Right. But I think by and large, he's been I've been pleasantly
I think he's been better than expected.
Surprised, I think, with his ability to contribute right away, especially coming off, you know, the year before, whatever it was, when Troy Brown was drafted, and he just didn't really contribute much at all.
I think Troy Brown
still
a
hasn't
good
even
player.
Really
he's just not a good enough 3-point shooter, and a lot of times he's out at the 3-point line.
Yeah,
so I don't know. Maybe the offense isn't great, but we'll talk to Scott Brooks about that at 8 o'clock. We've got Alan May coming up at 8:20. To talk some Caps.
When the last time we had Brooks on, didn't he have like a blow up recently? Because I wanted to ask him about it. And he was upset with Thomas Bryant. Did we talk to him about that yet? No. Okay, because I want to talk to him about it. Oh. Because here's my thing on Bryant. Bryant's one of the, to me, on the outside looking in, and this shows you how you don't know anything, he looks like one of the energy guys to me. Because he's always like sort of enthusiastic.
Mm-hmm.
And so for him to get on him about his sort of effort, that was kind of surprising to me.
I guess lately it's died off a little bit.
Maybe. Well, I'll ask about that. I can't wait to ask him about that.
Yeah, I will be interested to see how John plays and Kevin Durant, both those guys coming off the Achilles, because, you know, the thought traditionally has been when you suffer Achilles, you're never going to be the same player.
Oh, yeah, I've always thought that, but the reports I'm hearing are good, so maybe, you know, maybe they've gotten advanced with this surgery. I will say this. If the reports are true that John's balling with the G League guys, and he's practicing with them. He's going, you know, doing his thing.
Yeah.
Well, you might as well just play him. What's the difference? That's no different. If you're just out there practicing and you're doing it, and you're basically going full go with those guys.
Well, I mean, you have to ask Scotty how much he's going full go. I mean, it's different than playing 42 minutes in an NBA game.
It is, but if he's just.
And there's no point in playing him now.
Yeah, then
no,
why are they even doing
it?
But then why are they doing. I don't think there's a point in practicing him with the go-go then. I don't understand the difference.
Well, I mean, he's just he's got to get his cardio going. He's got to be ready for next year.
But I would, if you're cleared to practice full go, I don't know how you're not cleared to play games. It's the same thing. So if you don't want to clear him to play games, why? I don't get the difference.
Well, maybe the doctors haven't cleared him to play games. They just cleared him to work out and practice.
What's the
but
difference,
his point
though?
Is that he's playing pickup games.
If you're
games,
playing games with contact and right, you're right. going and you're just playing, like when they're scrimmaging and stuff, that's a game. Just not, yeah, it's just not, but, you know, with fans.
Yeah, but maybe the doctors.
Yeah, but he
have
might
said,
not be. Not that he did this when he was playing with the Wizards, but he might not be running back on defense that hard.
Yeah, you know he's kind of doing picking his spots.
Yeah,
I guess
he may not be like going, you know, full crossovers and things like that.
It's a process.
Yeah, it I mean, is a, no, for sure. Like when my son went through his ACL rehab, for process. Sure it was a process. And you get cleared to cut, and then you get cleared to this, right. And then you get cleared to practice non-contact, and then you get cleared. But then once you get cleared for contact.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand the distinction.
But what's the point of playing him on the Wizards?
I don't understand the point of playing him on the G League right now. Because if he's not going to play for another 6 months, I don't understand what they're doing.
Was he not supposed to play? He's not supposed
practice,
to walk down the court?
Yeah, I would say. I mean, you're jeopardizing him. If he's scrimmaging and he's going hard with the G League guys, I don't understand, then why don't we just play him? Because he's exposing himself. I mean, let's just play him. Or don't do that. Well, or just have him work out on his own.
I know, but they don't. There's no point in playing him on the Wizards team this year because they're not making the playoffs.
I think there's no point in him practicing with the G League.
I think he's got to get up and down the court.
I think the exact same thing.
I think he's got to get up and down the court.
He could do that.
It's part of that process.
Once they clear him full go, then you do that.
Well,
this you
they've
know
got a, they've got a different
the viewpoint for sure.
They've got
I
their
do.
Own
plan
set. You're kind of going
set.
With my baseball theory, where I always say those pitchers who have those minor league starts, what's a waste of a start? They can just start in the big leagues.
Well,
they're
going to
throw their 99-mile-an-hour
Well,
heaters.
This is a unique situation because the team is out of it. Maybe if you had a team saying. That was out of it. Right. But the Nats, you know, they're always in the hunt. I don't think you want to use that kind of logic. I mean, the Wizards are just like, you do whatever you want with the big club. I mean, you try anything. You know, the games are meaningless.
Correct.
With the Wiz.
Correct.
I'm just
I
saying,
still think there's a different intensity when you're playing the Miami Heat than when you're out with the G League guys.
There is. But there's if you're practicing be. And you're scrimmaging, it's basically the same thing. I just wouldn't – my point is I wouldn't have him scrimmaging with the G League guys.
You'd
not that I would have him – if you're gonna not play him this year, I wouldn't expose him.
Is he not practicing at all with the Wiz?
I know. I don't know. I mean, I know he does drills. I know that.
Well, look, these are all questions you can ask Coach.
Coach Brooks will join us next. Wizards host the Knicks tonight at Cap One Arena. We'll talk to Scott Brooks right here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.